as predictable as the turning of autumn leaves, Rhode Island's political campaigns will once again be filled with talk about creating jobs and jump-starting our stalled economy. Expect to hear the ancient Ocean State chestnut from the politicians who'll say the biggest economic fear of Rhode Islanders is that their children can't stay in our state because there aren't enough jobs. State General Treasurer Gina Raimondo, who is on the cusp of running for governor, is fond of this trope. She says that in her travels around the state, she hears everywhere that people worry about the lack of opportunity in our state for the younger generation. The other shibboleth that will be trotted out again and again is that we need to bring manufacturing back to the state. Congressman David Cicilline is fond of this theme, even though in his long career in local and national politics, he hasn't been able to deliver on this one in any meaningful way. Then there's that Rhode Islandism that's as local as a steaming bowl of quahog chowder. Even if my kids get an education, they have to go to Boston to get a good job. As if Boston, less than an hour's drive from Providence, was located next door to San Diego. If your kids work in Boston and they can't make it home for a Sunday family dinner, well, it's because they don't want to or aren't ready yet to introduce the new significant other to their parents. It's true that we had a thriving business community during the manufacturing era, but these businessmen, and they were all men, were not always right. Remember the 1950s plan to turn the northern tip of Jamestown into an oil refinery? Just think of how our tourist, fishing, and recreational boating economy would fare if the gateway to Narragansett Bay was a pollution-belching refinery. Some of the elements that are needed to reshape our economy have been talked about for generations and advanced in study after study. We know we need to invest in education because our workforce is not as well educated as it is in such neighboring states as Massachusetts, Connecticut, and New Hampshire. Yet our government only intermittently gets this. When the economy dips, we slash investments in education, a self-defeating strategy. Politicians keep looking for the so-called economic game changer, which never works, says Leonard Lodaro, the University of Rhode Island economist. The last of these swing-for-the-fences ideas was 38 Studios, which led to an embarrassing strikeout for both state government and that infamous video game wannabe, retired Red Sox pitcher Curt Schilling. That doesn't mean government shouldn't think out of the box and grasp new ideas. Targeted tax cuts sometimes work. Eliminating the state passive investment tax in the 1990s led directly to Fidelity Investments building a modern office park near Bryant University in Smithfield. This facility now employs more than 3,000 white-collar workers at fine salaries. Governor Lincoln Chafee's initiative that resulted in Rhode Island's public colleges allowing the children of undocumented immigrants to attend school for in-state tuition was also a wise move that should contribute to a better workforce down the road. Yet most change is incremental. It will probably take years and more investments in our urban schools to routinely graduate students prepared for 21st century careers. Rhode Islanders also need to adjust their attitudes to a new economy. If your kids don't do well in school, they aren't going to get jobs in manufacturing. They'll be stuck in the dead-end, non-union world of, do you want fries with that burger? And maybe the politicians should stop repeating what the public opinion polls and campaign chatter tells them. This means telling the truth instead of what voters want to hear. Boston's a world-class city, one of the handful of places in the world with a strong innovation economy. If that's where the 21st century jobs are, why don't we just work with it? This would mean investing in things that link our economy more closely with New England's hub, such as faster and better train service between Providence and Boston. Most of our politicians are smart enough to get this. For instance, Raimondo acknowledged in a recent interview that her husband works in Boston. Rhode Island's state motto is hope. It's sad that so many Ocean Staters think that means hope nothing ever changes.